This is Pastor Greg Huffman. So glad we could be together today. This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Last time we were together, we were talking about finding our refuge in God. And we discovered that the unchanging character of God, the fact that he was loving and strong and always present and good, was the foundation of your refuge when you would run to him. Today we want to talk about the requirements of God being your refuge. See, just because God is a refuge doesn't automatically mean he is your refuge. You see, you first have to put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Then, as the various events of your life take place, you'll discover that there are times you cannot handle what you're facing. And God is saying, I am your refuge. Run to me, my child. And what a blessed surrender that is. Now, notice the word surrender. You see, we can either stand outside the refuge and fight our own battles and worry and be filled with anxiety and have anxiety attacks, or we can enter into his refuge. But surrender is the key. Surrender is the key. Now, God is also our refuge, even in good times. In fact, Psalm 36:7 says, how excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. That means when things are going great, make up your mind, my trust is going to be in God. Verse 8 of Psalm 36 says, they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. Wow, that sounds great, doesn't it? Rest and peace and prosperity, all of these things can be seen in God as our refuge. Psalm 62:8 says, trust in him at all times. You people, pour out your heart before him. That's talking about your prayer life. God is a refuge for us. Selah. That means in the good and the bad times. Pause. That's what the word Selah means. Pause and reflect on the fact that we are to trust in him at all times. Now, what does a refuge in good times look like? Well, first of all, a refuge is a place of security, freedom from fear. We're living in days when fear so easily overtakes us as we watch what's happening to our economy, maybe to our own personal finances. We watch what's happening to our jobs and to the jobs of our close loved ones. We need a refuge. See, in good times, we don't have to fear the coming of bad times continually because God is our refuge. Psalm 20 and verse 7, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. You see, like chariots, security comes from a good job, solid bank account, and good relationships. But guess what? When bad times come, that's when we really have a problem. See, God alone provides my security. This is the requirement of having God for a refuge. Now, what robs us of this refuge? Well, I think, first of all, just self-reliance. I can handle this. Or, as we say all the time, I got this. Self-reliance. Sometimes we're robbed of our refuge just by forgetfulness. We forget how weak we are, or we forget how difficult the last test was when we failed to run to God. Or sometimes just busyness. Somebody well said, if Satan can't make you bad, he'll make you busy. How true that is. And worry and fear, false comforts, those are the good things in life that we often depend upon until the bad times come. Now, we need to set up some remembrance markers. These are just kind of mementos from times in the past where God has met our needs and we're reminded the next time we face a difficult time, run to the refuge. We were given a refrigerator magnet one time, showed a picture of Charlie Brown hanging from a tree with his kite string. and the emblem on the magnet said, "Hangest thou in there?" You ever feel like that? You're just kind of hanging in there. I had a good friend of mine years ago that gave me a little plaque that said, "All it takes for evil to win is for good men to do nothing." I know that wasn't his quote, but he gave it to me when I was tempted to step back and not take any action. That all it takes for evil to win is for good men to do nothing. Then there was a plaque that he made for me. It was a quote from Hebrews 6:10. "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister." I like that. God's not unrighteous to forget my work and labor of love. And the same thing is true for you. Whatever you're doing for the cause of Christ, God is not forgetful. He's not unrighteous. He will always remember these things. So don't allow them to be robbers of your refuge. I trust that today you will run to God, take refuge in Him, and find the peace that passeth all understanding. Heavenly Father, thank you for a wonderful day that you've given. This is the day the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.